WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says one reason that jazz is so popular around the world is the music's ability to stretch, to incorporate ideas from many cultures. Kevin has a review of new records by two saxophonists from very different backgrounds who take very different approaches to the music.
Jazz was born when different cultures rubbed up against each other, when African rhythms met European harmony. But because personal expression is at the heart of jazz, players from various backgrounds continue to bring other strains to it. One of the fascinating things about jazz is watching how musicians from different cultures do that. For example, take composer and saxophonist Fred Ho, a first-generation Chinese-American. On that piece, Fred Ho's soprano sax echoes the sound of the Japanese bamboo flute, the shakuhachi. He plays Asian music on a jazz instrument. That number comes from a recent release by Ho's sextet, the Afro-Asian Music Ensemble. The album's called We Refuse to Be Used and Abused. It's on the Soul Note label. Elsewhere on the album, where Ho plays stomping baritone sax, the music doesn't have any obviously recognizable Asian elements. But Fred Ho also serves up a traditional Chinese song, When the Sun Rises, the Guava Turns Red. First he plays it straight, and then jazzes it up a little. By playing Chinese, Japanese, and straight jazz tunes, Fred Ho refuses to be pigeonholed musically. His music illuminates the ways the children of immigrants do and don't assimilate into the American mainstream, if you accept jazz as part of mainstream American culture. And now for something completely different. That's the Carlo Actis Dado Quartet from Italy, with Dado and Piero Ponzi playing saxes and clarinets. Italy has a thriving and varied jazz scene, but no jazz band I've heard sounds as unabashedly Italian as this one. I find their music irresistible. Carlo Actis Dado's new album, Ankara Twist, is on the Italian Splash label. Thank you. don't have to know much about Italian folk music or dance steps to spot the ethnic strains in Dotto's jazz, or to recognize the band's nutty sense of humor. It's as if discovering jazz had given them the power to set loose something in their own souls. Here's a little of a piece whose title translates as Ugly Ducklings.
Si può suonare questa musica per ben, se non c'è attenzione, non smettete di parlare, non si può se non c'è silenzio. E la massima attenzione!
No, non si può. I don't have a clue what they're talking about there, or any place else where Dotto and company break into song. But that doesn't bother me too much. Listening to this music, I can imagine how people overseas must feel when they first hear American jazz. Dotto's music is loaded with culturally specific references that sail right over my head. Still, as with any good jazz, its universal qualities speak louder than its particulars. I might have trouble understanding it, but I know what I like.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. He reviewed new albums by Fred Ho and Carlo Actis Dotto. This is Fresh Air.